Hello, this is Linda Morris, and this is the Vital Balance Support Call. And today we are going to talk about one of the ingredients that is in the vanilla Vital Balance meal replacement. Actually, we're going to talk about two. We're going to talk about chlorella and cilantro. Because when this was first introduced, a lot of people had never heard of chlorella and what it was. So I fortunately had met a woman that had come to my house that she and her husband actually grew organic chlorella. And it is quite the amazing. It's like a perfect food. It really is. And it's one of our protein sources in the vanilla Vital Balance shake. It also works on heavy metal detox. So I'm going to talk about the benefits of it today. Let's see. Chlorella. Nature's original life source is 10 times more powerful than wheatgrass, 5 times more antioxidants than vitamin E. It provides the essential building blocks for cell reproduction and repair. Chlorella is a whole food supplement, not a concentrate, not an extract, and not synthetic. Chlorella is an all-natural potent detoxifying agent. It is impossible to eat too much chlorella. Chlorella contains more all-natural potent, chlorella contains more bioaccumulated organic iron and nutrients than any other substance on earth. So think about those individuals that might be needing to supplement iron. So let me read that again. Chlorella contains more all-natural, more bioaccumulated organic iron and nutrients than any other substance on earth. Bioaccumulated means the nutrients are in a form that the body can assimilate easily and convert into other compounds. A person cannot eat too much chlorella. Chlorella has 58 times the iron of raw spinach and 28 times that of raw beef liver. Yeah, can you imagine eating that? Chlorella contains more vegetable-based beta-carotene than any other whole food. Synthetic beta-carotene can build up in the body and become toxic. Natural beta-carotene is far superior as the body recognizes the cells and properly uses them without making mutations within new cells. Nothing compares to chlorella when it comes to whole food-based antioxidants. Chlorella contains every known antioxidant known to man. This includes zinc, manganese, selenium, and copper. The amino acid methionine, vitamin E, vitamins B1 and B6. The amino acid methionine, and of course, beta-carotene. Chlorella contains 10 times more chlorophyll than wheatgrass and alfalfa. Hence, its name is derived from the word chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is almost molecularly identical to hemoglobin. The only difference is that chlorophyll has a magnesium molecule at its center, and hemoglobin has an iron molecule at its center. Magnesium is essential for the heart to beat. Without it, it simply cannot pulse. Chlorella also contains chlorophyllase and pepsin, which are digestive enzymes and other enzymes that are essential for organ functions. Reasons to enjoy chlorella. Chlorella is a natural detoxifying agent. If you're looking for a natural way to cleanse and detoxify, adding a small amount of this potent powder to your daily diet is an easy way to start. The fibrous cell walls of these green algae are believed to bind to heavy metals, synthetic chemicals, and other toxins, making it easy to expel these contaminants from the body. It can also promote a healthy balance of natural bacteria in the gastrointestinal tract. This, in turn, may help soothe ulcers, constipation, and other intestinal issues. Toxins are absorbed into chlorella's fibrous cell walls and then passed out through the body. Chlorella has superfood powers. While it's still catching on in the West, this potent microorganism is taken as regularly in Japan as vitamin C is taken in the U.S. Chlorella is lauded in Japanese medicine for its immune system boosters, hypertension relief, and infection-fighting power. Chlorella is versatile and easy to use. It's usually included in your everyday foods, ranging from drinks such as Vital Balance to guacamole dip. Let's see. CDD. It says, don't worry about chlorella, it stays overpowering your dishes. It stays with some of the green tea. I have to disagree, and I am quite amazed that Nikan made chlorella taste so good in our vanilla meal replacement, because I had it by itself. And you know how our green zones is just a kind of a nice, smooth, easy, friendly grass? Chlorella was not, it was very, very, very potent. So I'm so happy that you can put it into the vanilla vital balance, because you really, you can't taste it in there. I am just amazed how they just made it taste really good. I don't, of course, that's a matter of opinion as to drinking it straight, but that's my opinion. I'm sticking with it. Full branch chain amino acids. It cleanses the liver, blood, and bowel. Provides a full day's worth of greens. Balances your body's pH. Chlorella has a strengthening effect on the immune system. It is known to increase production of antibodies that fight infection. This includes the production of interferon, the body's natural weapon against destructive cancer cells. Chlorella allows the body to cope with the onslaught and maintain strength, improving the patient's chances of survival. So that is chlorella. Now let's move on to cilantro that is also in both the vanilla and the chocolate vital balance. Cilantro, you either love it or you don't. And that's so true. I'm one of those people that loves it. I love salsa with fresh cilantro. I love salad with fresh cilantro. And it's amazing. People do. They either love it or they hate it. It's very bizarre. It's not one of those gentle herbs on the sidelines that everyone likes. If you're in the fan of cilantro category, you may be interested to know that it is a powerful herbal ally. If you're not fond of cilantro, you may want to find ways to sneak it into your meals. It's a great benefit. Cilantro or coriander. Both the greens and the seeds of coriander. Both the greens and the seeds of coriander. But these days, the fragrant leafy green above ground parts are referred to as cilantro herb. While the nutty seeds or coriander spice both offer many unique healing attributes. Here are 10 highlights of the many health benefits of cilantro. Nutritive, good source of dietary fiber, iron, magnesium, rich sources of flavonoids and phytonutrients. Excellent antioxidant. Digestive aid, helps to prevent flatulence, otherwise known as gas, and settle queasy stomach, soothes nausea. Helps the digestive tract to produce digestive enzymes as well as more digestive juices. Stimulates digestion also through peristaltic action. Anti-inflammatory, may alleviate inflammatory conditions like arthritis. Reduces minor swelling. Chelation agent, removes toxicity, heavy metals from the body. Helps to promote healthy liver function. Lowers the LDL, the bad cholesterol, and support the HDL, which is the good cholesterol. Antibacterial properties shown to be effective against salmonella bacteria. Helps to relieve diarrhea if caused by fungal or microbial infections. Now, that's pretty interesting, that little piece there. Antibacterial properties shown to be effective against salmonella bacteria. We find that this herb is used a lot in the, like in Mexico. I remember how much I go out to dinner, like in Cozumel, and there was cilantro on everything. So that's very interesting to help prevent. Kind of like ginger, I guess, prevents if you're eating sushi. Helps with insulin secretion and regulates blood sugar. Contains immune-boosting properties. Acts as an expectorant. So for all those people coughing in the world, give them cilantro. In the KGB. Stimulates the endocrine glands. Cilantro has also been shown to help with hormonal mood swings, premenses, and is used to relax cramping during menses. Cilantro's antibacterial action appears to protect against painful urinary tract infections. It acts as a natural antiseptic and antifungal agent for skin disorders like fungal infections and eczema. Cilantro has an affinity for the eyes. It can help to ease conjunctivitis as a compress, as well as age-related eye issues. Cilantro is known to have the ability to clear up reoccurring infections, both viral and bacterial, especially when eaten with omega-3 enriched foods such as nuts. Cilantro is possibly best revered in herbal communities for its unique ability to act as a powerful natural cleansing agent. Cilantro has been effectively used to help to allow the body to release heavy metals such as mercury, lead, and aluminum, and other toxins from the body, literally binding to these substances and removing them from blood, organs, and tissue, which eventually exit the body through elimination channels. For many years, chelation therapy has been used as an option amongst alternative health practitioners using EDTA to remove these heavy metal excesses. Cilantro offers a way to enjoy a highly nutritive herb and cleansing the body while enjoying your meals. I remember a visual from years ago in herb school. Imagine cilantro as a cartoon character in the body who reaches out a hand to an unhappy heavy metal molecule. They then go skipping merrily off down a blood vessel and eventually right out of the body. This is known as chelation. Much has been written about cilantro possibly being one of the very best chelation agents in nature, especially for those who have been exposed to high levels of mercury. People dealing with excess mercury have commented that their symptoms have reduced after an extended period of regular consumption of large amounts of cilantro. The issue of mercury excess may be due to an overconsumption of mercury-tainted fish or the result of mercury in metal dental fillings. James Duke, PhD, a former botanist in the U.S. Department of Agriculture and author of the CRC Handbook of Medicinal Herbs, states that cilantro has been shown to settle the stomach. He recommends drinking a cup of the tea made from a handful of the leaves. When experiencing any form of stomach discomfort, this is an easy remedy, especially if you have cilantro within reach in your garden. Cilantro is one of the easiest herbs to grow from seed if you have a sunny spot for it. Although I have to say, in Florida, it doesn't like that much sun, so you need a shady spot in Florida to grow it. It likes to be harvested regularly, as do many herbs: lemon balm, mint, parsley, and basil. These herbs all benefit from being sipped often, which encourages bushy, full growth. In Toronto, to ensure a summer-long supply, I sow both cilantro and dill seeds throughout the season. The hot summer days in July and August cause the plants to bolt, which brings them to flower quickly, and they then tend towards leggy. It's easy to sow the seeds every few weeks. The seeds, well, coriander seeds grow cilantro, same plant after all. Whether you can grow cilantro or need to purchase it from your local farmer's market or grocery store, you will benefit from adding it to your life. It can be used as an edible garnish, of course, but it can be finely minced and sprinkled onto many dishes. You can put it in fish, eggs, vegetables, grains, or in, and of course, fresh salsa. Cilantro pesto, ooh, Barbara, this is for you, which I make when I have the time and then freeze it in ice cube trays. Then it's easy to add to any dish for some extra nutrition and flavor. So that is some of the information on cilantro and coriander, and then also our chlorella, which is perfect algae. So does anybody have any information on those two items that you'd like to share? And while you're looking for that, I'm going to just read a little bit more here. Just a reminder from Joanne Stampensia's nutrition guide that you can get from Focus on Growth. Organic green blend. Green foods provide a rich source of the healthiest phytonutrients, plant-based nutrients on earth. Their wide spectrum of vitamins, minerals, and amino acids support virtually all bodily functions. They are naturally alkaline, which supports cellular metabolism. Their high antioxidant levels enhance immunity and provide anti-aging benefits. Tenzin Vital Balance contains organic chlorella, which is a microscopic green freshwater algae that has the highest concentration of chlorophyll of any plant in the world. It is a potent prebiotic, quadrupling the growth rate of friendly bacteria in the digestive system. In addition, it is an excellent detoxifier. It stimulates immune function and improves digestion. Organic cilantro increases our ability to clear up reoccurring infections, both viral and bacterial, especially when eaten with omega-3 enriched foods such as nuts. It is also a major cleaner of the body in ridding heavy metals such as mercury, lead, and aluminum from one's body. And we might as well talk about spirulina and alfalfa. Organic spirulina widely known as blue-green algae, another algae. Spirulina is a highly nutritive freshwater algae that is actually a form of bacteria. It contains 55 to 70% complete protein. Wow, I didn't know spirulina was a protein. So that's another protein that we have in our KDB. Significantly higher than red meat at 27% or soy at 34% higher. It also, which we don't do, so I remember it has to be whole food and fermented, otherwise it's considered poison. It also contains a wide spectrum of minerals and vitamins in forms that are easily assimilated by the body. Organic alfalfa, a green superfood. Alfalfa has high levels of minerals, vitamins, and amino acids. It contains all 8 essential digestive enzymes, making it an excellent digestive aid. And spinach, one of the most nutrient-dense vegetables. Spinach is also very high in antioxidants. Recently, it has been discovered that phycoids, teeny proteins in the chloroplasts of spinach leaves, inhibit the absorption of fat and contribute to feeling of being satisfied. Organic broccoli, in addition to being extremely nutrient-dense, phone call, sorry, everybody. Broccoli also contains glucuronin, a compound that acts as an antioxidant booster. It has been shown to extend antioxidant activity for up to 72 hours after ingestion. That is organic broccoli. Oh, there's so much more good stuff. I'll just kind of keep going. Probiotics. Well, we have all the probiotics and the prebiotics in our shake, and then the enzyme mix. So since it's really on cilantro, the greens today, I'm going to stop there. And does anybody have anything they'd like to share, any observations they've personally had on chlorella or cilantro? If you do, push *6. The thing is, we don't normally eat them by themselves, so I don't know what anybody would have to say, but if you do, go ahead.
I'm just amazed. Well, you know, you always know that greens are, well, I didn't until Nikan, that they are digestive aids. And I'm thinking, you know, I've had a good bit when I've been traveling, and I've actually done really well with my digestion traveling. So, you know, if you're just a little bit more aware of what you're eating out, when you're eating out, then it can help you. I thought that was pretty a good aha on the cilantro blend. Also, that it had the highest iron, you said?
It's higher than even beef liver, which when I was a little girl, my iron levels were low even way back then. And the doctor told my mom that I needed to have beef liver at least once a week.
Wow.
And this chlorella has 27% more iron than beef liver raw, which I can tell you, I never had it raw. I had it with gravy.
You probably needed some chlorella with that to digest it.
Probably did, yeah. And 34% more iron than soy, which, you know, wow, the more we learn about soy, we just know that it's not eaten properly here in the United States. So unless it's fermented and whole, we don't eat it. That was another phone call that didn't realize that the Japanese have always known that, well, you have to ferment soy, and it has to be a whole food. If it's soy milk, it's poison. If it's soybean oil, it's poison. If it's not fermented, it's poison. So
yeah.
Have that KDB instead.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So I just know that the shake does great things for me. And it's just nice to know that it's doing even more, you know, I guess.
It does. And you know what? Based on this information, you know, I love the chocolate, but it doesn't have the chlorella in it. So I think I'm going to shift and start doing a scoop of vanilla and a scoop of chlorella, a scoop of vanilla and a scoop of chocolate together.
Well, on that note, in the afternoon, I take cacao, and you can get it you can even get it organic, but you can get the Hershey's baking chocolate. It doesn't have any sugar in it whatsoever. You can also get, you can get it at Vitacost, and you can just add it to it. You have to add a little stevia, but you don't like stevia, so you may not need to have any stevia in it.
Yeah, I don't keep things as sweet, you know, since we've been doing this program for so many years. But, I have the unsweetened cocoa powder, which is the American.
I wonder if you would not need to sweeten it with the cacao because it's a bitter, it's a bitter chocolate. But it's wonderful. I just put a couple of, I put one, actually, tablespoon in there with it and a little bit of stevia, and have that in the afternoon. And if I'm home, I'm making ice cream.
Yes, you do.
And it's a good natural little boost of energy, kind of like our 10-4. Gives you a great little clarity of mind and energy to continue working. So.
And a little treat. So thank you, Barbara, for sharing.
Right.
I'm so happy. I can always count on you to share. I'm very grateful. I really am.
thanks.